It's Wednesday afternoon, October 30th. Tomorrow is Halloween. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us this afternoon. Ian's off, so Coleman and I will take care of the text messages. Here's one that says, Donald Trump definitely wants to win. It's the only way he stays out of jail. And also pay attention to the threats he makes towards the Obama's revenge written all over it. You know, I'm concerned about Trump talking about the enemy from within, and he continues to talk about that. And I think that there are true enemies within our country, but I don't think it's fair. And I wrote a blog about this. It got a lot of attention. I don't think it's fair to call other Americans or to call the other political side the enemy within. That reeks of fascism. And some people are so concerned that Kamala Harris is fascist. Then there are people who are saying Donald Trump is fascist, and some people who work with him say that he has a fascist mentality. And if you don't know the definition of the word, look it up. We talked about that last week. Here is a text. So, Scoot, what is your opinion of Ian's talk yesterday about Fox News and the Republicans? I wasn't listening. I don't know. Here is a comment that says, wow, we don't always agree, but anyone who likes Todd Rundgren is okay. In my book, Todd Rundgren also produced about 60 albums from other artists. I'm not totally sure where that comes from. But yeah, I have a lot of respect for Todd Rundgren. And you're right. Todd Rundgren had a couple of hits. Hello, It's Me was one of the big ones. A great song. But I Saw the Light was another big hit. But Todd Rundgren was more known as in the music world, more known as a producer than an artist. All right, the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. From Metairie, Michael, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Hey. First of all, I just got through watching Donald Trump at the North Carolina rally, ranting like a crazy man. These are some of the things he said. By the way, he's the king of projectionism. Whatever bad faults he has, he always calls the other person. He called Kamala. He said, she's dumb. She has a low IQ. Guess who's dumb, Donald? You. You couldn't get into law school even if your sister took the test. That's how dumb you are. And when you wanted to testify in front of Mr. Mueller, your lawyer, Ty Cobb, a brilliant lawyer, said, Donald, if you testify, you'll be in an orange jumpsuit within 2 weeks. That's how smart he is. And also, he thought he was smarter than the doctors, too. They were dumb. Fauci was dumb and all the doctors. That's why he led the world in most COVID deaths, the United States. 300,000 he was implicit in deaths of. And I'm still shocked on how my brother and sister Christians at the study in history could possibly go for Adolf Hitler. Those were well-meaning Germans. But guess what? 62 million went for him. They were goose-stepping. They were killing millions of people and poor Jews. And guess what? They followed him. It's so easy. It's being repeated today. If you can't see that, you're Mr. Magoo.
All right, Michael, I'm glad you had a chance to call. I don't know why Trump continues to say that Kamala Harris is stupid. Or why she has a low IQ. I mean, he doesn't know. But does Donald Trump have a low IQ? I mean, Donald Trump's IQ might not be very high. I mean, it's not like he's a rags from riches story. I mean, his daddy set him up. He set up his kids. Which one of them has actually worked? I guess the old man actually worked, did the work, but Trump was given stuff. So I don't know. What indication do we have that he's smart? He owned casinos that went out of business. Now, vote for him if you want, but again, I'm just making a point. We don't know what Donald Trump's IQ is. And he always goes for the lowest common denominator. And his largest, this is a fact, not my opinion, but his largest group of followers are white males without a college education. Now, you don't have to have a college education to be smart. But this is an interesting statistic. I mean, you can be brilliant without a college education. But there are a lot of people out there who, just made it through high school, and a lot of Americans are pretty stupid. So, again, I don't know where Donald Trump gets the opinion that there's proof that he has a high IQ. From Slidell, John, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, you say you can guarantee us that Donald Trump knew about that idiot comedian that made the comment about Puerto Rico. Well, I'd like to know how you can guarantee that, but more importantly, is next day the President of the United States said any Trump followers, including me, are garbage.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about it. It's one thing for an idiot comedian to say that, it's another thing for the President of the United States. Same thing with the guy before you. Oh, yeah. I know this, I know that. Nobody knows. I mean, why do you keep saying that, Trump people are the ones who support violence, blah, blah, blah. Look, it's on both sides. I don't care if you don't like the guy. That's fine. That's your business. All right. Don't vote for him. Vote for Harris. That's your business. I don't care.
Well, when listen,
to be fair and balanced here.
John, we don't have to be fair and balanced. That's just it. That's what you don't understand. We don't have to be fair and balanced. I mean, stop that. You listen to conservative radio, conservative social media, conservative Fox News or Newsmax or whatever. You think they're fair and balanced? No. So why do I have to be fair and balanced? I don't have to be. This is America, damn it. And I set up some rules. I guess you didn't read them, but I set up rules for calling the show. And one of the rules is, don't expect us to be fair and balanced. And don't even bring that up on the show because, it's okay if conservatives are one way, but I have to be fair and balanced. No, this is a talk show. Understand what a talk show is. We talk. And we don't have to be fair and balanced. I'm trying to think of what you were saying. You were talking about, why do I keep saying?
He was asking, how do you know that Trump knew what that comedian was going to say at the Trump rally?
Well, I just have this sense. This is my opinion, John. It's my opinion that Donald Trump knew, because they're not going to just let anybody on that stage. The comedian didn't say it ad lib. He was reading it. He had a piece of paper in front of him. He was reading it. And if you think they just let anybody on stage to say whatever they want, you're the crazy one. It doesn't happen. And if you want to prove me wrong, then find the proof and call the show and prove me wrong. But in my opinion, based on what I know about politics and that sort of thing, which might be more than you, I don't know, they don't let anybody on the stage. And I think Donald Trump, he didn't denounce it when he came on to speak. And when you don't denounce it, you essentially embrace it. Now, I agree the president should not have said what he said. And we're going to do the quote coming up. That was stupid of him. But it was misinterpreted. I mean, I don't think he meant everybody. And this is where the snowflake label comes in. Well, I use this example a lot. If I talk about an 18-wheeler driver driving 75 miles an hour on the I-10 through Metairie, if you're a truck driver, don't call me and tell me I'm bashing truckers. I'm not. Don't take it personally. I'm bashing those truck drivers, 18-wheelers, who are going 70, 75 on the interstate through Metairie. Why is it that if anybody feels like they're linked to a group, they have to defend the whole group? If you listen to this show, I don't defend talk show hosts. If somebody does something stupid, I'll call them out. If you say something about a talk show host, I don't defend all talk show hosts. Because some of them are not very good. Some of them are really actually bad. But they're on the air. Some of them get a following. Some of them on the air don't have much of a following at all. So anyway, don't take it personally. If you're a Republican and Joe Biden says, the rest of they're all garbage. But this is what, this is what I was talking about at the very opening of the show. Why are we so sensitive? You don't have to be that. You don't have to take it personally. If you know that you're not a piece of garbage, then okay. If you're a piece of garbage, you know it. Well, maybe not. I mean, some people are garbage, and maybe they don't even know it. But if you're not garbage, then don't take that personally. When Hillary Clinton said it in 2015-16 about Trump supporters deplorable, she was wrong to say that. I called her out on the air for saying that. But if you're not a deplorable, don't take it personally. But everybody's so sensitive now. Oh, he means me. Oh, he's calling me garbage. So what? If you've got a comment, the Okunor Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. I tell you what's really scary in this country. The number of Americans who no longer understand the basic concept of freedom of speech. I'm sorry, you don't get it. You don't understand it. Freedom of speech is not the freedom to say only what you agree with. Freedom of speech means being able to speak freely.